Welcome to the New Life Help Now podcast, where we give you professional help for your life now. We specialize in equipping you with usable life relationship tools that will help you in the workplace and at home. You'll find valuable information that will help you find peace with others and with yourself when you're all alone. Without further ado, the Life Help Now podcast. Welcome to our podcast. Today is February 9th, 2015. My name is Darren Dixon, and over here is my mother, Miss Brenda Dixon.
Yes. Hi, Darren.
Hi, Mom. I'm the host and the technical support for lifehelpnow.com, and almost a year ago, we started doing some conference calls, and they've evolved into what we're doing now, which is podcasts. And the purpose of these podcasts for the website, Life Help Now, is to give life skill tips, things to kind of help people out with. And our podcast last week was on anxiety. And today we're we're progressing on anxiety, and we'll see how far we get. So, Miss Brenda, Mom, tell us something else about anxiety.
Okay. Before I go into that, I want to tell a little bit about who I am. I am what is called a relationship counselor, and I have my master's degree from the University of Kentucky, and I'm also called a licensed clinical social worker. Been doing this for 26 years and truly love it. Just truly love it. My passion for counseling is to see people transformed. I have mothers that bring their little children to me. I actually had someone call me one day and say, "What's the youngest child that you will see?" And I said, "Well, 3, I'd like for them to be able to talk." So I've actually seen 3-year-olds. But the truth be known, I had a 2.5-year-old that came, but mostly the mother and I worked, but the child was in the floor playing.
Do they ever ask you if they just drop them off for a couple of days?
They want to. And you know what? They're so adorable, I would get in the floor and play with them. I don't know what I'd do with my other clients, but I would sit in the floor and play with them. But yes, I do work with very young, spending a lot of time now on phone consultations. Have people that set schedules with me and see me via phone, not FaceTime, but phone time, about every 2 weeks, and some every 3 weeks. And the purpose behind the phone counseling is I can counsel anybody in the United States, actually, and in Canada.
That's excellent. And also, to let people know, if you go to lifehelpnow.com, there's information on how you can contact Miss Brenda and schedule to book an appointment. And the rates are very reasonable, and she's, you know, she is my mom, but I know she's good. Mm-hmm. And that's one reason I think we're here, is to bless some people and help some people out of some holes from being frozen with some stuff that maybe they just kind of got caught in. So tell us about something else about anxiety.
Well, anxiety comes in all forms. And it's no respecter of age. I've had the elderly, even older than me, come in and work with them and shown them that they can find a solution, a happy medium for the remainder of their life. And I've had young little bitty kids bouncing, jumping. And shown them ways to rethink their life. The big thing about anxiety is, I think we mentioned it last time, you may have mentioned it, is fear. What is this little child that's bouncing on the floor fearful of?
Mm-hmm.
Not being noticed, Maybe being overstimulated, maybe not having enough rest, maybe resting too much.
Not having enough rest can cause fear.
Yes, yes. They get overstimulated inside, and then they try to move in a direction to please the people around them. They can't please the people around them, so they get fearful, and then they start acting up. It's kind of like a cycle.
Right.
And then you've got the teenager that is experiencing test anxiety or relationship anxiety. Just not that long ago in 2014, met a young girl who was good at her job. She had a job. She was going to school, high school, mm-hmm. had a job. And worked and worked. I don't think she probably put in about 30 hours. That's a lot of work for a full-time high school student.
Wow.
And was just pushing and pushing and pushing and doing and doing and doing. And forgot one really important thing, how to have I am alone time. She did not do it. She didn't know she needed to. Started feeling anxiety. And it was strictly because she wasn't rested. Well, it was several things. It was trying to do too many things at once. And started manifesting things where she would pull out her eyelashes.
Oh, wow.
Bite her fingernails. I mean, you know, she didn't know what to do with all this. And you know what her number one thing was to help her?
What?
To get alone with herself. Be quiet. Don't talk. Don't text, don't call, don't try to figure something out at work, don't take a test, don't study. Now, I'm not saying all the time, I'm just saying in little increments of time, like 2 hours.
To balance, mm-hmm. She was doing too much with her time, and she didn't have enough balance of the, I guess, mental break.
Exactly. She really was used up, wasn't sleeping. I mean, I'm sure she fell asleep a couple of hours in the evening, but not you know, a teenage 7-8 hours. And that's just an example. I'm just giving examples for people.
Well, with that one client, so how did you handle it? Did you just say, look, you need to chill? Or I mean, did you say, look, you need to do this or this, or stop doing that? How did you handle that with
we
her?
We just found the balance. We got a piece of paper and we said, okay, this is what you're going to do. You're not going to work 30 hours next week. You're going to work 25 hours. Started weaning her down to normal. Mm-hmm. You're going to eat dinner with your family one night a week. You're going to, you know, we just went into balance. You're going to take 2 hours and you're not going to talk on the phone. You're not going to text. You're just going to go to the mall and walk. You know, just see something different. And one, like, on a Saturday morning, you're going to catch up on your texting. These things were very stressful to her because she was really trying to do the work of two people.
And it seems like she wasn't getting much rest either.
No. And if you don't get rest, everybody knows this. Every listener knows this, I'm sure. If you don't get rest, it accumulates. And then you're short. Somebody will say something, you just kind of snap at them. It's like, whoa, that's not me. But it's...
Well, I know that. Just for myself with my family, if I'm, you know, doing my work late and it goes late or later, later, and then I'd still wake up at the same time after a couple of days of that, man, I just start getting, my fuse is a whole lot shorter. And I can understand the, you know, the frazzleness, because then I stop losing control and it's like of my flesh, really. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. it starts controlling me. But when I'm rested, it seems like things are a whole lot easier to, like you said, put in balance. I could definitely see that. I also remember when I was in high school, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I don't have to go to school anymore. I remember when I was in high school and we have to study a test and just when I was out of high school and I was out of college, I'd wake up in the middle of the night or in the morning I say, oh my gosh, do I have a test? Did I study? And it's like, wait. I don't have any classes I have to go to. I'm done. You know, I'm done. But still, every once in a while, I have that dream that I didn't study for a test, or, oh my gosh, that test is now, or I'm not prepared for this. And I'd say that's real.
It was real for her. And I'm just using her as an example. We made a way where there was no way. It made no sense to her. She was getting so exhausted, she didn't even realize what was missing. And then she began to make a little pattern. And I told her, I want you 15 minutes every day be happy. She goes, what? For her, that was really a challenge.
Well, I'm sure. So when she said, what? How do you explain to that? How do you tell somebody to be happy? What'd you tell her?
I told her to think about things that make her happy. I wanted her to eliminate everything that was worrying and producing, that revved up engine inside of her. I wanted her, and put her little timer on, so she got her little phone, and she timed herself, and she said it was so awkward the first time. She thought she was never going to get through the 15 minutes, and then she looked forward to it the next day, and the next day, and she says, then she started doing it 30 minutes, and then she started,
that is awesome.
It started increasing on her.
And she actually saw
the fruit. Mm-hmm. She saw the fruit, and it was something she thought she was doing before she was doing it. You know, she thought, well, I'm happy. I love my job. I love my paycheck. She was happy. Well, she was exhausted.
Right.
And she didn't realize, and I don't know if the listeners all really realize that there's chemicals in your body. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have sleep, and if you worry very much and you operate from fear, or somebody's sick in your family and you're so concerned about them for such a long time, the chemical level in your own body goes low. It just goes lower and lower, just like a gas tank. So when you're happy and you're content and things start to feel better for you, it's like, oh, your gas tank's moving up. Things are filling up again. And the chemicals, the endorphins in your body are raised up. That's where you get your sense of well-being. That's why doing jumping jacks or running or just walking 30 minutes will move things around in your body. That's what you're doing. You're moving the endorphins so that you feel better about yourself and feel better. The blood rolls around in your body and everything starts to feel better.
Well, that makes sense. Well, what else about anxiety? You mentioned before when we were, before we started recording this podcast today, you mentioned a little bit about emotional and physical wounds. What are those?
Oh, yes, that's a little different portion of anxiety. If a person has been, let's say, there's a young man that's had to go to deployed somewhere, Iraq, or I don't know, been deployed somewhere. Mm-hmm. And this young man has seen things he's never seen before. He's heard things he's never heard before. He becomes accustomed to gunshot. He becomes accustomed to seeing what he shouldn't see. Somebody
Some
being
shocking things.
Yes, just shocking things. Well, on his soul is about the best way to describe it. And of course, we know our soul is our mind and our will and our emotions. Well, on his soul, he will get wounded. Mm-hmm. And if he's actually shot or scraped or hurt, he gets wounded. So he could have a physical wound or he could have an emotional wound. And these things will create anxiety. Of course, they will create anxiety. So let's say the soldier if he's not well able to handle that, like he's never been prepared, his family didn't show him how to handle that kind of thing in his life, which who thinks about doing that? Nobody. Nobody right. thinks about preparing their child to see somebody being killed. And yet these things happen. And let's say when he gets out of the service, he comes home, he doesn't know what to do with that physical. And this is just one example. People can never go to a deployment and have this happen
right
here in Tennessee. So when you look at what they're going through, they come back home and they'll have a thought about what happened, and it creates anxiety. And then, of course, there's a lot of extreme cases. You know, it has a name like post-traumatic stress disorder. And, you know, I'm talking more the general lay person more than I am the...
Like maybe somebody that wasn't deployed, but somebody that was maybe in a car wreck or saw a car wreck.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
That was
traumatic. And that traumatic thing is when they get in their car, they feel anxious. It's like, so for that person, and also for the person, now the person that's been in the service, they need a different kind of counseling. I just use that as an example.
Right.
Which is way deeper than what we're doing here for these podcasts. But the person that has seen a car wreck or actually been in a car wreck, their mindset is stuck on it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. It's going to happen again.
Right.
So they got to unstick that thinking and get back on the track of, wow, I made it through. They got to find what worked in that situation. And I don't know, some people may have horrible stories of
Let's go back to that. I mean, that's a whole lot of information. And you said they have to go back to find what worked. Is that part of the solution? Is that like a hint or a clue for a solution? Or what do you mean by that?
If I'm focusing on it's going to happen again, it's going to happen again.
Right.
Then I'm not going to see that I didn't get hit in the car. My door wasn't touched. Just the front end or just the back end.
Right.
So if I go back and look at it, and of course we're talking about extreme. I think extreme. We could talk about moderate or mild.
Well, it was extreme
anxiety.
To the person.
Exactly.
Or they wouldn't be there.
Yes. Even the person that hit somebody, it's extreme for them. It's difficult. It's very anxiety producing. But that person that maybe they were rear-ended forgot to think about how good it was that happened and not something else.
Right.
So they focus, so they change their mindset. And when they change their mindset, it gets easier for them.
It starts to free up the log jam in their mind or whatever.
Oh, that's good. I like that, Darren.
So, there. I think I might have my own counseling. Come on in here. Sit down. What your problem is, you got a log jam. Now get on out there and give me $100 and get on out. Next!
I don't think so.
So, hey, I'm distracted.
That just totally...
That concludes our show today, ladies and gentlemen. The log jam. We'll talk next week with lumberjacks and what they wear and how much they sleep.
So the client that is anxious is remembering the event repeatedly.
Right, and they're focusing on what they don't want to happen, and it gets amplified in their mind.
Exactly, and so to get free, you remove that and replace it with what did work or what was good or what was... what you were saved from or whatever. And focus on that and remember that. So you gotta redo your thinking.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good. That's empowering.
It is.
Because for something that had you all bound, I mean, that could let somebody know that, hey, there is a way out, and that makes sense. It's pretty much the renewing of the mind. You're teaching them how to get started on renewing their mind. I mean, that's a biblical principle right there.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So to say this in another way, if someone that you love is ill and you start to get on that mindset of, oh no, they're going to die, or they're going to stay sick, or they're going to have a lot of this and a lot of that. If you focus on that, you miss the joy of being able to be with that person at that particular time.
Yeah.
So you got to redo your thinking to enjoy. And even the person that's ill, look how they can enjoy. Now, I'm not saying deny that they're sick. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying find what you can do together.
Change what you're focusing on.
Yes. Yes. And it feels better.
That's, to me, that sounds more like the emotional wounds or whatever. What about the physical wounds?
To me, do I have time to tell about another client?
We've have a little bit of time, maybe about a couple minutes.
Oh, okay.
Do we need to save that for next week?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Because I don't know.
Okay.
I've never timed this.
Okay. Well, let's, we'll make a note of that, and then we'll go over that for next week. So for this week, maybe we'll conclude with a tip that, a summary of maybe of what we've already said. And, so that way the listener will be able to, you know, have their golden nugget.
Well, I'm going to give a 15-minute, challenge to the listener.
Uh-oh.
So for 15 minutes every day, if you're a worrier, I want you to worry for 15 minutes a day. I want you to write down every little thing that's worrying you till you can't write another word. And I don't want you to worry again till the next day at that same time.
Ooh, that's good.
Or if you're a person that is lacking in joy and happy, I want you to be happy for 15 minutes every single day. Every day. And I want you to just write it down. I'm happy about this. I'm happy about that. And before you know it, the happy starts to come. So you plug in what it is you need and see if it works for you.
All right. So you've got your challenge, ladies and gentlemen. Get your, this is a commitment thing. Make a commitment right now to get out of this that you're in. You have a professional. You have free professional help at this podcast. And so take advantage of it. Get a piece of paper. Make a commitment that I'm going to do this every day for a week, or for every day for 2 weeks, or however long you know you want to commit to, and then write down for 15 minutes everything you're thankful for. Or if you have a worry problem, write down for 15 minutes everything you're worrying about. And if you're a real worrier, you might need to get a couple notebooks, and then don't worry anymore until that same time the next day. And that's it. That's good. That's good. Like to thank, first of all, thanks everybody for listening. We're concluding our podcast, and next week we'll pick up where we left off on anxiety, and Ms. Brenda will share about some more experience she's had in their counseling chambers. And if you're listening to this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or one of the other podcasts, please review it. And if you like what you're hearing, write a review for it. That helps us get higher on the search engines. And also, if you have any questions, send it to support@lifehelpnow.com. And we want to hear. Also at lifehelpnow.com, if you need some help, there's help for you. And contact us to schedule an appointment, and then you can have a phone consultation and get started on, you know, that next step. If you just enjoy listening to these podcasts because they're interesting and you enjoy the free tips, thank you for hanging out with us and listening. So my name is Darren Dixon. We have Miss Brenda Dixon over here. And God bless you all. And we'll see you same time next week. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to the Life Help Now podcast. Please subscribe, and if you like what you hear, write a review and share it with a friend. Visit our website at www.lifehelpnow.com and send us an email and questions on what you would like answered on future podcasts. Miss Brenda Dixon is also available for phone consultations. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.